Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean. And we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
It's 17 minutes past 7 on your Friday morning.
Now, we were having a conversation last week on air with Ando about sleep.
Which is something we get in interesting ways because you and I are like busy sometimes during the day. We're up very early in the morning for Joy Breakfast and sometimes we're doing late night stuff.
Yeah, and the effects of sleep on mental health is a big conversation and we tried to touch on a lot of it with Ando, but I feel like we could have gone into so much more. So that day, I downloaded a sleep app.
Yes, and so what exactly did this sleep app do? Because there are different ones. I know some people have things on their like watches that tell them how much REM sleep they're getting and stuff. Is this that kind of a thing?
No, it's not like a health and fitness one. It's more just a getting good sleep habits one.
Okay.
And basically, you put in what time you wake up in the mornings and it tells you what time you need to start winding down for bed. And then it says good night when you're meant to go to sleep.
So this is about giving you guidelines for how you can have more healthy sleep.
Yeah.
Like in time frames.
Best sleep for your age and your occupation and whatever.
I feel like we're at different ages, but it keeps creeping up. Now, Rach, here's a question. Before we get into the details of it, let's just give everyone a little bit of a base. We are on breakfast radio at 7 in the morning. What time do you wake up?
I wake up at 4 minutes past 5.
Oh my God, so do I.
I refuse to have exactly 5 a.m.
No, so do I, but I'm not even joking. I have two alarms, one for 4 minutes past 5, and just in case, I have another one for 22 minutes past 5.
Oh, I have
five.
One for 12.
Shut up.
And 12. There you go. No,
that's how
the
we roll.
Minds of breakfast radio people work. Okay, so at 8 p.m., at 8 p.m., this app tells me it's time to wind down.
Is that telling you at 8 p.m., hang on a minute, you need to go to sleep?
No, not yet.
Okay, so
but
wind down.
It means that I need to have a shower or do something relaxing or read a book.
We did say in our, apparently 45 minutes before you go to bed, you should stop screen time, which is phone and TV. And I'm sorry, that's never going to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know how people do that.
I don't know I either. Can't. And then
what do I need to do? At
9 o'clock, it says good night. And usually at 9 o'clock, I've only just sat down on the couch.
Okay, but I assume this is assuming that you are going to get 8 hours sleep a night.
Yeah, or whatever
that's
it's
never
saying
going to
I'm
happen.
To
but
have.
Do you know what I mean? Like, 8 o'clock is dinner time.
Yes.
Yeah.
My partner works until 7:30,
yeah,
so she doesn't get home until 7:40-ish. I'm always cooking dinner. I try and have it ready by the time she gets home, but sometimes, you know, it takes a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And then we're eating at 8.
I think we've just got to accept that we are screwed when it comes to sleep health. I don't know. I've been doing the nappy thing, though. Is that working for you? Not nappy thing, but the napping thing.
Does
that work for you? So something that I've integrated this year is because one of the biggest problems I was having, especially during midsummer, was like I'd go for a nap and it'd be 2 hours.
Oh, yeah. I've got a question for you, though. If you don't have a nap and you know that you have a free evening, I know this is rare for you.
So, like,
so just picture
Sundays?
This. Just picture
yep,
this.
Okay.
So you get up early, you do your breakfast radio, and then you've got mostly a free day and no evening work. Would you ever go to bed and be asleep at 9 p.m.?
No way in hell.
Right?
Not even slightly. I don't even know how that Even we've just come out of Midsummer. Like, you know how many I had a gig. My first day off of Midsummer was the last day of Midsummer. I had gigs every single day. No way would I go to bed. I would appreciate the fact that I get to relax and enjoy, and I would not read a book. I would like watch a movie or something, or hang out with a friend. I don't even. No, this is not.
I'm throwing my hands in the air I'm like, exactly.
Yeah, this is not.
But even with the option, no one would choose to go to bed at 9 o'clock. I don't know.
We still scrub up really great for this early in the morning, though. I'm gonna say that.
Well, let us know if you go to bed early, as in asleep at 9.
Yeah.
Because I think
how do you do it?
A unicorn.
How do you do it? Let us know. 0427569949.
Or email onair@joy.org.au. Coming up after this song, we're gonna go back into the real OG.
It's Rach and Dean with your daily dose of Joy Breakfast.
It is exactly 7:30 and the news today is sleep.
Oh, yeah, because we don't seem to be getting any. Rach was just telling us about how last time we chatted with Ando about sleep patterns and mental health, Rach downloaded a sleep app that tells Rach what time she should be going to sleep.
Yeah.
Which is an insane time.
It's insane. It says I need to wind down from 8 o'clock, aka no screens, no fun.
The sun's still up.
Oh, literally,
so
yeah.
How can you?
And then be asleep at 9.
Yeah.
And this
it's not gonna happen.
Conversation has brought up a lot of feelings for people.
Andy has sent through a message.
Saying my sleep patterns are all over the place too. Being a shift worker, I will sleep any time I get a chance. In the garden, if I'm working there, on the train, at the train station, waiting and missing it. You have to grab your sleep when you can and keep pushing life forward. Goodness gracious.
I know that's a little bit worse. We are in that same regard where our sleep patterns are a bit all over the place because we do a lot. But I find when there are days where I have no option but to keep going through, I don't feel like that must be crazy shift work that Andy's doing.
Did you ever have to sleep on like public transport or anything?
I don't trust sleeping on public transport. Maybe it's because when I traveled overseas, I'm that person that will like loop my ankle in bag loop ankle. Like, I don't know. If I fall asleep on public transport, I'm going to end up at the end of the line. Like, there's no way. It'll be the end of the line, 11 o'clock at night.
You're a deep sleeper.
Yeah. When I sleep, I sleep.
We also got a message in from Wayne and the dog, Freddie, saying, good morning. Yes, we have an 8 o'clock wine down time as well.
Wow.
And we're usually asleep by 9 or just after the alarm goes off every day at 4:15 a.m. And a certain puppy is always waiting for his dads to take him out for a walk.
Wayne, you're going to need to message back. How do you wind down from about 8 or 9? How? I know you're in Queensland, so you don't have daylight savings, so maybe the sun's going down, but still, how do you do it?
JJ, this is relatable. Dean, this is relatable.
JJ, okay, I just want to say before we read it out, JJ, you're on the same wavelength as Rach and I. We were saying this exact same thing off air.
I went to bed at 9:15 last night, but only went to sleep at 1:30 a.m.
And if we were to wind down at 8 or 9, that's exactly what we would do as well.
Exactly. Which, I try to go to bed early.
And I don't want to spend time in bed alone.
And I still get to sleep at 10:45.
Yeah. It's. I'm exactly the same. We just like the chaos of sleep, I guess.
I call it human nature.
Mm-hmm. Well, this morning, it's not just all sleep chaos for us. We've got a gaggle of guests coming your way. So we are hitting it with the real OG.
Nice and early. Here it is.
For the real OG, you've just got to tell us one of three things, the title of that song you just heard.
Who is performing that version of the song?
And who is the real OG, the original artist?
And just send your messages in, 0427569949.
Or you can email onair@joy.org.au. There's three things to guess. I know you automatically know one of them, but do you know them all?
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Joy.
You.
Now, we were talking about, lack of sleep. I was about to say sleep, but we're talking about lack of sleep and inappropriate naps, weren't we, Rach?
Yeah, and just like when you should go to bed, because apparently it's way earlier than anyone except for Wayne. And his dogs.
I don't even know how they do it. I don't even know, because absolutely not. JJ's message in saying, I used to take the train with my dad to work and I often had to wake him up. So got off, so your dad would get off at the right stop and I'm not sleeping on the train anymore. Yeah, no, I would be that person that would sleep the entire time.
Yeah, and Wayne has said, just like humans, dogs also have a body clock. So they know at 8 o'clock it's time for a poop and then off to bed with a carrot, which, interesting. Yep. I don't know if that's ingrained in their body clocks.
Not for every dog.
But also dads have to do the same.
Yeah, they have a poop schedule, but it's just, I just can't believe, Wayne, that you actually go to bed by 9 o'clock at night. Like, I know. Isn't that you're just getting started.
It's really impressive. Oh, Sean from Fitzroy North has sent through a very good, strong answer that is not quite 100% correct.
Okay, correct. What do you mean not quite 100% correct,
two
Rach?
2 out of 3 ain't
for the
bad.
Real OG, what do you mean?
I mean 2 out of 3.
Okay, so the 2 out of 3, but the artist is incorrect. Because now that I saw that, I was like, that could be that artist. So the artist you've gotten, Sean, is not correct.
Should we tell people who it is not?
Yeah, sure, let's do it.
Okay, it's not Kelly Clarkson.
It's not Kelly Clarkson, but after hearing that, I was like, oh, yeah, I thought you were correct. I was about to be like, cheers, yay, wow.
Not Kelly Clarkson.
I have no idea.
I'm going to give you a hint.
Okay, do it.
Much more popular now. This artist, not Kelly Clarkson era. Now.
Okay,
this
now,
is a
in,
now
in
artist.
In the more recent time. So yeah. Not Mandy Moore. Could you imagine if Mandy Moore did a cover of this song? Well, there's another clue, everybody, if you didn't know it already. Coming up, Rach and I are going to be speaking to Taylor Sheesh, the Filipino drag impersonator who is a worldwide sensation doing a Taylor Swift show, an Eras tour.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. I'm just going to dig myself a hole over here. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.